So when you feel like your faith isn't what it should be, when you feel like you don't have everything you want to spiritually, you can turn to Jesus and he proclaims, he preaches good news for people just like you.
Wow, we are here.
Jesus was here, not around here, but here.
Earlier this year, I got to explore Israel.
I'm sitting literally in the place where Jesus' feet touched.
I saw some amazing places.
The old city of Jerusalem, the Garden of Gethsemane, beautiful Nazareth,
and the Mount of Beatitudes,
Capernaum, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
And I can't wait to share these video devotions with you.
I am so grateful for the good news that Jesus offers. I'm not sure if your faith is anything like mine, but often I feel like I should be further along in my faith. Like I should be more patient, more selfless, more loving, a better pastor, a better dad. Sometimes my faith doesn't feel like rich and great. It feels kind of poor and messed up. But today I'm standing here in Nazareth. And Nazareth is the place where Jesus preached good news for people like me. And if your faith isn't perfect, for people like you too. Listen to this incredible scripture from Luke chapter 4. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." I love that little line. The good news of Jesus isn't just for the rich. It's not just for the important. It's for the poor. So when you feel like your faith isn't what it should be, when you feel like you don't have everything you want to spiritually, you can turn to Jesus and he proclaims, he preaches good news for people just like you, that there's grace and there's freedom. There's the favor of God, that God's acceptance of us wasn't based on us being rich and powerful and wonderful. Instead, it's just this good news that we find in the gospel. Standing here in Nazareth makes me so grateful for the kind of Savior that we have. A Savior who's not waiting for the 2.0 version of us that's so much better and so much stronger, but the Savior who offers grace. Grace that flows down to the lowest place and comforts people just like me and just like you. Thank God for Nazareth and the amazing Savior who came from here.
If these messages are a blessing to you and your faith and you want more, we'd love to make it easy for you. You can just click this button right here to get connection to a YouTube subscription. Or if you want these devotions right into your inbox, you can click right here. YouTube here, email here. Email here, YouTube there. Click both these buttons. We'll give you as much Jesus as we can because we know that Jesus is all that we need.